later.
It's 7:04. It's the tale of a little girl who shrank after drinking a potion, and now Alice in Wonderland has got even tinier. The world's smallest ever version of the classic story has been produced by experts from the universities of Cardiff and Glasgow. They've squeezed nearly 27,000 words onto a single silicon chip, with each page only as wide as a single human hair. It'll go on show today in Glasgow University's library for one day only. One of the people behind the project is Dr. Dimitra Femi, who is the lecturer in fantasy and children's literature at Glasgow. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And we're delighted you're here. I suppose the big question is why? Why have you done this?
It's mostly to capture the public imagination, really, and to get people to think about what this sort of technology can do, but at the same time get to talk about how literature and science work together. As Lewis Carroll himself was fascinated by the microscope. He had his own microscope. He was an amateur photographer. He was interested in microphotography, which was that thing where you'd get a little panel and you'd look through the microscope and see a whole thing out of a spot. These things sort of come together in the text. As you say, Alice becomes tiny. You know, she's worried she's going to disappear at some point. She's closing down like a telescope, she says. So this is an apposite text to sort of get people to talk about it. We did quite a bit of work with schools as well. There's some school resources there on the website of the project too. So it's to get people to think about what this technology can do. So for my collaborator, Dr. Daryl Beggs in Cardiff, this is the sort of thing that it's about, how to get technology smaller and more efficient. And this is, for this project, it's about getting younger people, I think, especially with this text, to think about it.
And you say more efficient, but there's a slight issue here in terms of the size, isn't there? I mean, I think you've brought it with you.
I have it here with me,
right, so you've got the silicon chip in the palm of your hand.
The chip is here, but you can't see, it's a speck. I mean, you can't see anything on the chip that is visible at all. You know, it'll still have to go under a very powerful microscope.
Well, I was going to say, your colleague in Cardiff could just be pulling the wool over our eyes. There may be nothing on it.
Well, it will be shown today, because it will be under a microscope in...
Laura's going to have a look.
I'm desperate.
You've got very good eyesight, so you have a look and see whether you can read anything at all. I mean, I presume nothing's going to be very particularly visible.
Please do not open it.
Don't open it, yes.
No.
Nothing's going to be particularly visible to the human eye.
No, you can't see anything at all. It'll go under a very powerful microscope in our clean room here at the University of Glasgow. That means that there's less than, I can't remember now, how many thousands of particles of dust within each square metre of the lab, which means that it can't affect, you know, those tiny things in terms of, you know, the normal dust we live with that we don't think about.
I just want to describe it for everybody. It's basically something that's smaller than my fingernail stuck to a bit of blue sticky tape.
Yep. Yeah, well,
square bit of plastic.
You're bamboozling people with technological talk there.
But that's the sort of stuff that creates our mobile phones, that's creating our computers. You know, Daryl works with microchips, with quantum photonics, with these sorts of stuff that we don't really get to think about too much. So if we get people interested in this, that's great.
And of course, Alice, at the other end of the extreme, Alice got huge as
she
well.
She does. She gets gigantic too.
Are we going to have a gigantic version?
Oh, I don't know about that. Somebody else will have to do this, I think.
And in terms of just this fascination about, you know, size and shrinking things down, is there a theme that's prevalent elsewhere in literature?
Oh, definitely. You know, in my area, in children's literature, it's a perennial theme. You know, you have the example I tend to give is Mary Norton's The Borrowers, you know, the little people that live under the floorboards. And that's exactly why we also end to actually talk about the tradition of miniature books, why we're having the exhibition at the University of Glasgow. And one of the books we're exhibiting by George Bryce, printed in Glasgow, is a printer mentioned in that children's book.
Well, look, thank you very much. Good luck with that exhibition today.
I've turned it safely.
University. Yes, well, probably best to hand it back. Dr. Dimitra Femi there, lecturer in fantasy and children's literature at Glasgow University.
On digital radio,
92-95 FM
and 810 medium wave,
BBC Radio Scotland.